Oh, good Monday morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes as we start our week together in God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. In today's reading, Jesus teaches his followers about giving to the needy and about prayer. With each teaching, Jesus warns his followers not to be like the hypocrites who do things publicly so that others will be impressed by their piety. The reading concludes with Jesus offering a model of prayer known in many Christian faith traditions as the Lord's Prayer. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Make certain you do not perform your religious duties in public so that people will see what you do. If you do these things publicly, you will not have any reward from your Father in heaven. So, when you give something to a needy person, do not make a big show of it, as the hypocrites do in the houses of worship and on the streets. They do it so that people will praise them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you help a needy person, do it in such a way that even your closest friend will not know about it. Then it will be a private matter, and your Father, who sees what you do in private, will reward you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up and pray in the house of worship and on the street corners so that everyone will see them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us into hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. If you forgive others the wrongs they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, where Jesus said, "When you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you." You know, beloved, I use this analogy, you know, literally 1,000 times. In my time as a pastor, and that I say that God keeps perfect books. He's like an accountant. He's like a bookkeeper. And, you know, money comes in, we make track of that, we make a record of it. Money goes out, we make a record of that. Everything balances at the end of the day. When somebody gets up and they pray those long prayers with the intention of just impressing the people around them, well, God is going to reward them for their actions. But because their intention was only to garner the admiration of their fellow man, God says, well, I don't have to do anything. The account is already paid in full. Others have admired them, and so that's the only return that they're going to get for their prayer. Whereas, when we pray in private, nobody else knows, then God, who keeps perfect books, will see the things that we have done and will balance the books, not by giving us public admiration or favor, but by blessing us in our lives. So let our actions as believers in Christ be those of true service and piety. We're doing this not for the recognition, but because that is what our Heavenly Father would do, and we are trying as good children to imitate and emulate our Father. Amen? Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. And may your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us the wrongs we have done, just as we forgive the wrongs others have done us. Do not bring us into hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll continue in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, where Jesus teaches about fasting, and he warns about the false security of trusting in wealth. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.